Some people came here for water baptism. How many people came here today for water baptism? One. Stand up, let me see you. One, two, three, four, five. Amen. How many sisters? How many? Wow. God bless you. Be seated. Be seated. Is anybody here? Since you were a Christian, you have not been baptized. Can you stand up? Since you are a Christian, but you have not yet received your water baptism. But you are a Christian. But you have not yet received your water baptism. But you are a Christian. You are a Christian, sir.
Eh? Yes, sir.
Since when?
Since I was born.
How do you know you're a Christian?
Because I attend a Bible-believing church.
Bible-believing church, but not Bible-practicing church. Is water baptism not in the Bible?
It is.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
And you say you go to Bible-believing church, and you don't believe what is written in the Bible, you believe it? You're a Christian by birth.
Yes.
Okay. If your papa be Muslim, you will have been a Muslim, isn't it?
Probably.
Probably. Not probably, certainly. God bless you, sir. Sit down first. What of you, sir? I could hear you. Yes?
I'm a Christian.
Which one, sir?
By birth.
By birth, too. Oh, the same thing.
Yes.
Oh. They bought you, your papa not Christian, your mama not Christian.
Yes, sir.
Which church, sir?
Mountain of Fire.
Mountain of Fire.
Yes. Mm.
So why have you not been baptized?
I don't know.
Eh?
I don't know.
You don't know. God bless you. Be seated. Are you, sir?
Sir, I'm a Christian.
Eh? You are a Christian?
Yeah.
Since when?
Basically, by birth. Yeah, but
which church?
I was born in Presbyterian.
And that's how you became a Christian.
No, but when I actually gave my life to Christ, it was in 2017.
You gave your life to Christ 2017.
Yeah, but for the fact that I've not been steady in the faith, so I'm not actually.
You don't be steady in the church or in the faith.
In the faith, so.
So sometimes so you are born again. Sometimes you are not born again.
Yeah, sometimes, for example, I was attending church in Daystar Christian Center, but.
What makes you not to be steady? What do you mean by saying you are not steady in the faith? What do you mean?
Basically, what I mean is that sometimes I will find after some kind of interaction with some people, I will find it unattractive. Sometimes I get busy with some other things, you know. So,
God bless you, sir. Sit down. You're welcome. You're very welcome. Who again? Yes? And somebody behind you. Yes?
I wish to be baptized. I've not been baptized since I gave my life to Christ.
How long ago did you give your life to Christ?
Since last year.
Last year. Before last year, you were a Muslim?
No, I'm a Christian.
You were?
I'm a Christian.
Before last year? You were a Christian who did not give your life to Christ. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
You were a Christian, but you did not give your life to Christ.
Yes.
Until last year.
Yes.
Where did you give your life to Christ? Where?
My church, the Word Christ Church.
Eh?
The Word Christ Church.
What?
The Word Christ Church.
Word Christ Church.
Word Christ Church.
Okay. And why did you not baptize since then?
I've been working on it, though.
You're working on it. Working to be baptized. You're welcome, ma. Any other person?
I have baptized, but they baptized me with a cup of water.
Which church?
That is New Apostolic Church.
And why do you want to rebaptize again? Okay, that's the baptism you had.
Yeah, that is the baptism I have. That is when I was a small boy.
Is anything wrong with it?
Well, since I come into this church, I've been hearing about baptism with a cup of water is not the real baptism.
Since when have you been coming to this church?
I started this church last year, November last year.
And since you have been coming, how many times have you been coming?
I have been coming every Sunday and Thursday.
And why have you not corrected the water baptism?
Because when I was going to redeem, they told me that...
After you had the teaching here, why did you not correct it?
So I said, as I'm coming, I'm learning about this church. So, and before I come, when immediately I come here, since then, I never go back. So I can say that I have already decided to be a member of this church.
So you want to be baptized here now?
Yeah.
So that you'll become a member of this church?
Yes, so that I will become fully.
So that you become a member of this church?
Yes.
Okay. God bless you. Sit down first. Who again?
I'm a Christian by birth.
By birth?
Yes.
Wow. And you have not been baptized?
No.
Which church is that?
Redeem.
Ah.
But I went, we have classes. I've done the classes, but since scattered in the church, I was not able to.
You failed?
No, sir.
You failed, John? Okay, if you don't fail, why didn't you go for the baptism?
Sir, the pastor was not, how would I put it? He wasn't available. So, for that year.
How teacher go teach you finish? You're not available to give you examination. God bless you. Be seated. You can see that our members are laughing. Because every statement all of you made, they know the meaning. They know the implication. That is why we are laughing. There's a popular song we sing in this church. Our eyes of understanding,
He has opened up at last. As with victories us. Who were chained down in the past, to jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to other whose original love.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Our eyes of understanding—that is the prayer for support. Pray. To the Philippians, pray to the church generally that our eyes of understanding will be enlightened. Many of us go to church, praise God, and this same question that Jesus Christ asked his disciples still needs to be answered by you. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Who do men say the Son of Man? Who do they say I am? Some say you are this, some say you are that, some say you are this. You, 12 of you, following me every day, sleep with me, eat with me, hear me talk every day. Who do you say I am? I'm quoting Matthew chapter 16. And Jesus, Peter, answered and said, Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied him, Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he added, And upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Upon which rock? Upon the rock of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And the interesting thing is that he told Peter, hallelujah, he said, flesh and blood did not reveal who I am to you. That means to know who Jesus Christ is, only God can reveal to you who he is. And until you have a personal understanding, revelation of who Jesus Christ is, you will only be a religious man, a religious woman. You are born a Christian, that's why you are a Christian. If you were born a Hindu, you would have been a Hindu. You are born Muslim, Muslim family, you will have been Muslim family. That is the interesting part. And that is the trouble with Christianity today. That is the trouble with Christianity today. And so, Apostle Paul told Timothy, he said, study, 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God. Not unto your denomination. That is the problem we have. I want to call your attention to something, a few minutes, and then we close and go. Because when he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail upon this rock. If you know who Jesus Christ is, sickness will not prevail. If you know who Jesus Christ is, witches and wizards cannot prevail. If you know who Jesus Christ is, no occultic man will pull down your business if you know who he is. If you know who he is, devil cannot use trial and send you into the world. If you know who he is, you will take an eternal destination more seriously than many of us do. Your Christian life is determined by the revelation you have of who Jesus Christ is. And that is the basic foundation of our faith. The knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. And he said, study to show thyself approved unto God. That is, when you are studying, you study to know how to walk acceptably with God. But many of us, we study to be acceptable by our denomination. But these are the same denomination Jesus Christ rebuked that they teach. He said, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine, commandment of men. And Apostle Paul said, study to show thyself approved unto God. He said, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And if you divide the word of truth, if you study, there are two things that you will learn as far as this line of thought is concerned. Number one, who is Jesus? Who is he? Who is he? Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. That's all. No, he went further. This same Jesus was introduced to us by John the Baptist. Who did he introduce him as? Behold, the Lamb of God that does what? That taketh away the sin of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Man was separated from God in the Garden of Eden. And the process of redemption is consummated by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. God, the Bible says, was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself. So Jesus could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Because through Jesus Christ, by the way of the cross, Apostle Paul tells us, praise the Lord, salvation came to us through the cross. Reconciliation came through the cross. What Jesus Christ, what did he do? He went to the cross. He died the death that we should die, because the soul that sin it shall die. I'm summarizing it. And instead of me to die, he died and took my punishment. Isaiah 53. Can we just look at it again? Isaiah 53. Let's read it from verse 3. Isaiah 53. He is despised. This is a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Before I continue, before you will understand, before this scripture will be interesting to you, Apostle Paul told us a mystery in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Before we come to this, so that you will understand this, so that this scripture can be interesting. So that it can be interesting. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. He said, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Watch the interesting part. God was manifested in the flesh. As who? Emmanuel. What is Emmanuel? God with us. He was justified in the spirit. This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Sin of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believe on in the world and receive up into glory. Who are they referring to? The Lord Jesus Christ. What are they telling you about Jesus? He said, Jesus, he said, without controversy, he said, great is this mystery of godliness. God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, was manifested in the flesh. That Jesus, whom you see, was not just a human being. It was God that built himself a body and tabernacle in that body for a purpose, to reconcile us back to him as God's own ordained process of redemption. Kinsman Redeemer. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Human being die. Human being have to deliver human being. But before you can deliver somebody, you yourself, you must be free. And all have been condemned. No human being was capable. We see that in Revelation chapter 5. No one was capable for coming to redeem man. Therefore, man has to redeem man. God. That is why he came by a virgin birth. To bypass the curse. Because he was not under the curse. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And God himself stepped down from eternity to time. And while he was going there, he came. What was he doing? He was looking for his own. Oh, glory be to God. And he ended up on the cross. When I have Isaiah 53, now verse 3 again. Isaiah 53, then you can now understand he is despised and rejected. Hallelujah. He is despised and rejected of men. The creator of the heaven that we are saying, oh God, oh God, oh God. God came and they didn't know him. They didn't know it was God. A man of sorrow, they see him, they pity him. Mary, they pity us and they deal with him. Acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. And we esteem him not. Surely, certainly, he has borne our griefs. All the problems that you have, he carried them upon his head. And carried our sorrows. whatever sorrow you have, whatever grief you have, whatever pain you have, whatever cause of covenant you have, whatever problem you have. He said, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. As if he did something, that's why God was punishing him. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. That is where we derive our deliverance from. That is where we derive our healing from. That is where we derive our deliverance from. That's why in verse 11 of Revelation chapter 12, he said, the accuser of the brethren, we overcome him by what? By the blood of the Lamb. Why? When he was hanging on the cross on Calvary. Praise God. After he suffered, cried, they didn't know it was their creator that they were doing that to. That is the mystery. That's why he said, who do men say I am? You say, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. See the way you are saying, as if you learned it anywhere. It is God that revealed that to you. How do we know it? He said it in Luke chapter 10. Can we open it? Verse 22. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 22, he said something here. Very interesting. Study. Are we studying something? That's why I said, if you are just a Christian by religion, you don't even study to know who this Jesus is. All things are delivered to me of my Father. Hear the next statement. And no man knoweth who the Son is, but the Father. That's why he said, flesh and blood did not reveal me to you, but the Father which is in heaven. And then he also said, no one also knows who the Father is, but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him. Who is the Father of Jesus? Is God. Who is Jesus? Is the Son of God. You are saying it because it is written. You are just repeating what is written. But do you know what you are saying? Do you have a revelation of what you are saying? Upon that rock, I build my church. The songwriter caught it when he says, all the way to Calvary, he went for me.
Jesus went
for me.
He went
for me.
All the way
to Calvary,
he went.
I want to share in just in a nutshell, because it's a nutshell. It's a message I can preach for 1 week every day. And that is the best sermon I love to preach. After I discover who Jesus Christ is, my thinking, my perception about life changed. So, you won't see me among those who are running from pillar to post, running, chasing people until, who claim to be men of God, until they make yanga for you. A pastor told me, he called a ministry in Abuja and said he wanted to see the prophet, who is the general overseer there, on phone, the inquiry line, that they asked him, you want to see him personally? He said, yes. Then, he said, how much is it? He said, 120,000. He said, they told you when you are coming, come with 120,000 naira to be able to see the man of God. Have you ever considered the composition of the church? 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's read something there. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 2. This is Apostle Paul to the Corinthian church. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband and I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Verse 3. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. See where I am going. Verse 4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus. Church, there is another Jesus. It's not everywhere you go, they say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. That it is the Jesus of Nazareth that went to the cross and died for our redemption. Whom you have not received. Or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received. There is another Holy Ghost. That one in the carrier for hand. Take it. Hoo-wah! You fall. Holy Ghost. Take Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Take it. Holy Ghost. Do you know who Holy Ghost is? It's because you don't even know who the Holy Ghost is. People don't know. They look at the Holy Ghost like Jehovah Witness. We describe it as a force. Active force. My Bible tells me God is a spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, according to Matthew chapter 1 verse 8, is the Father of Jesus. That's why it will take Jesus to reveal to you who his Father is. Jesus, praise the Lord. Holy Ghost is not something you carry in your hand. You want the Holy Ghost? Stand up. You want the Holy Ghost? You want the Holy Ghost? Take it, brah. Then you fall down. Who told you the Holy Ghost is given to throw it at people to fall down? And when they do that, people will say, yeah, the man is anointed. Yeah, the man is anointed. Powerful man of God. Powerful man of God. Powerful man. You've heard me say this several times. You don't even know how to identify a powerful man of God. A powerful man of God is not... You hear what I had to talk? Make sure you hear what I had to talk. Do you know any powerful man of God in Nigeria?
Powerful man of God? Is there any powerful man of God?
God bless you, my brother. Hallelujah. Before you say a man of God is powerful, that's what they use to deceive people. And you don't know, it's another Jesus they are preaching. It's another spirit. And that scripture went ahead to talk of another gospel. You meet with the Holy Ghost. So they even throw you down. You meet with the Holy Ghost. Take it, and until you receive him, until the Holy Ghost comes on you, and then you even fall down, and you stand up after service, and you follow your boyfriend, and go and do kwanengida with him. Okay, now Igbo people fool here. You don't know kwanengida? It's till daybreak. Whether not till daybreak or short time, you go sleep with your husband, with your boyfriend, will never marry you. Yet, you fell down, you had a mama, so speak in tongue, and you went. Can I tell you that you left after that experience and you went to sleep with a boyfriend? It was another spirit you received, not the Holy Spirit. When you jam him like this, something happens to you. He is a Holy Spirit. Holy, holy, holy. He causes you to live a holy life. There's something about you that you begin the things you used to love before, contrary to God. Contrary. Something in you begins to hate it. Okay, I'm not going into that. We face that every June in our June Holy Ghost baptism program. So that the people will know what is baptism of the Holy Ghost. So that you desire it. But the area I am going is this. All these funny places you went. Go and get the message I preach. I title it Anointing for Sale. Anointing for Sale. I think it's part 1, 2, 3, 7 or so. Where we expose what is happening. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 where we are reading. Go to verse 13, 14. And 15, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. He said, for such are false, verse 13, false apostles, deceitful workers who preach another gospel, another spirit, another Jesus. Deceitful workers, deceitful. They are there to make money, not to win souls for the kingdom. What are they? They are not called by God. They transform themselves. They are the ones that transform themselves into the apostles of Christ. And always, most of them are bearing apostles. You hardly see any of them bearing pastor. They are either bearing apostle or prophet. Let's read on. And no marvel, we are not surprised. He said, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. And verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing. It's no great thing for us that are revelated. If his ministers, Satan has ministers, also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness. And God is allowing them to do what they are doing because there is an end for them, whose end shall be according to their works. There's an end to all matters. But when you find a ministry like this, you don't know where God is bringing you to. To escape from that nonsense. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Upon this rock of the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. The day you catch that revelation of who Jesus Christ is, you will not follow Jesus because you need something from him. Whether he gives you that thing or not, there's something better than that thing you are looking for that he has already given you. I follow him because he has paid the price for my redemption and he set me free. Verse 30 of John chapter 19, before he gave up the ghost, what did he say? It is finished. It is finished. My brother, you are not a Christian until you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Being a church member does not make you a Christian. It is Christians that go to the gathering of Christians is what is called church. But it has been misplaced by what the church has been reduced into. Until now, the church has been so fragmented that your pride now as a Christian is the church you belong, not your relationship with Jesus. Until you struggle, you do everything in your church so that your general overseer will recognize you and your general GO may recognize you and Jesus may not recognize you. And so many of us are serving the church rather than serving God. You see? And that is the problem in Christianity today. And to tell you that most of these ministries are not interested in your eternal destination. How do I know? The first gospel. What is the gospel? What is the gospel? Going into the world Can we read it so that you know what I'm talking is in the Bible? Mark chapter 16, verse 15. And verse 16. Mark chapter 16. And he said unto them, listen very well, study. We study, we don't read the Bible, we study Bible. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world. He was telling the disciples, and preach the gospel to every creature. See it now? He that believeth that gospel you preach, and is baptized, shall be saved. But he that believeth not, shall be damned. See, I said study, don't read. You read this scripture. Because you have finished reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Didn't you read this one? If you are study this one, something will have hit you immediately. It says, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. It means, if you claim you believe and you are not baptized, you cannot be saved. Saved from what? Saved from Satan and satanic activities. Save from the destruction that is coming upon this world. Why do you need water baptism? Water baptism is the ordinance God gave in Matthew chapter 19 and verse 28. And he says, which one is it? 28 verse 19. Thank you. In Matthew chapter 28 verse 19. Am I correct? He said what? Let's read it. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. You know, Mark recorded just baptized. He that believer is baptized. But Matthew broke it down. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them. He told you how you will baptize them that believe. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And he said, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. That means Bible study should start only after you have baptized. Teaching them that believe and you baptize them. Teaching them to obey all things whatsoever I have taught you. And that is Bible study. All of you going for Bible study, have you baptized? Then what is baptism? It's an ordinance in the New Testament. New Testament is new covenant. What is the new covenant? The new covenant is the covenant that God has with man. Hallelujah. And he entered that covenant and sealed it with his own blood. And this is the blood of Jesus Christ. So he left a covenant, an ordinance. If you believe what? Believe what happened on the cross on Calvary is for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Even before verse 16 of John chapter 3, verse 14, he said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. He's taking us back to the book of Numbers, where the children of Israel committed sin and serpent were biting them wherever they went. They were dying. Break the edge, serpent will bite you. They were dying, one by one. And Moses cried to God. And he told him, go make a brazen serpent. A serpent of brass. Raise it on a pole. Tell them the gospel. This is the gospel. God has decided that you will not die. If you can just run. When you feel that bite of a snake, if you can just run and come and look at that serpent, you will live, you will not die. He said, as Moses did that, that is how the Son of Man shall also be lifted up. Where was he lifted up? On the cross on Calvary. This time, he didn't tell them to go and climb. All of us will have been running to Jerusalem. And that cross for don't break by now. We are only to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You are to look unto him this time by faith, accepting the gospel of salvation, of redemption through the cross. Now, if you catch what I'm telling you, you will not baptize so that you become a church member. Baptism is not to make you the church member. Of course, there are churches that present it like that. That is why everywhere you go, you must baptize. And you are coming, you are hearing us talking about baptism now. You think we are telling you to come and be our church member. No! This church is not for everybody. And everybody cannot come to one church. And I didn't say this is the only true church. We are pointing you. We are preaching the gospel. When you come here, you will hear the gospel. And the gospel is not to make you our church member. It's to make you a member of the body of Christ that is connected worldwide. 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 But of course, hallelujah, you must be under a pastor. And there's a reason why you will choose a particular man to be your pastor. Praise the Lord. If, and the pastors are many, God allowed them many. If your type of understanding of the gospel is the type that allows you, sister, to wear trousers, so God raised pastors for your kind of people. If your type of gospel is the gospel of it doesn't matter, God will raise and anoint them very well to keep you. And so such people, if you come here and you make me your pastor, there will be confusion. You'll be having problems. You can't flow. Because you'll be having guilty conscience unnecessarily. So when, if I'm passing you on the road, you wear trousers, you go do like this. Make I not see you. Because you know, I don't believe in that. And I preach it. And you believe in it. But you like to come to this church. But what did they bring you come then? In fact, you need deliverance. Go. See, if you are living in Lagos, there's a place called Oregu in Ikeja. The churches are lined up there. It doesn't matter. In fact, if you enter church, you know we are trousers, sister. The other members will say, what's this? What's this? You don't belong here. You don't belong here. You go to Ijesha. There are two churches at Ijesha. Chusi and... Now, we did this in Ijesha. We are Chusi. Now, we get this estate. Nothing. We remain together till Jesus comes. Now, we... and choosing, get this estate. This estate shall be called Choosing Bride Estate. Praise the Lord. So he left that covenant. Just enter that water. Do you believe the gospel? Then baptize. Why? For you to benefit from what happened on the cross there, enter the water. When you enter that water, baptism is by immersion. When you enter that water and you come out, every sin you have ever committed is remitted. That is justification. You stand justified. We are justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. That blood washes all your sins. It means you have accepted and personalized that it was for you. He went to the cross and he paid the price of your redemption, and you claim the redemption that came through that. And then you can personalize it now and say, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, I am healed. And no sickness can prevail. And no witch or wizard. When you do that properly. But when you see a church that does not give emphasis to that, then you know that that church is into something else but salvation. Can you go to a church and you stay there for 1 month and you have not baptized and you say you gave your life to Christ? But they are interested. They have even registered for your tithe. If you don't pay tithe, if you die, they will not bury you. They are more interested in your money than your soul. The emphasis shows. I have heard a preacher say that he doesn't have time to preach a baptism and all that, that they have better things to talk about. I said they are better to you, but not to salvation. Because if you are not justified, you are not entitled to the benefit of Calvary. They misplace the gospel and keep you perpetually like the pharmacists, scientists, pharmacists. Pharmaceutical business must boom. Therefore, they give you drug. Every pharmaceutical drug you take will bring you back to buy another drug. So that they can stay in business. So that they can look important. Instead of pointing you to Jesus Christ, they point you to the man of God. So that they will remain relevant and get what they are looking for from you. But every true servant of God points you to the cross. Because at the cross, where I first saw the light,
and the burdens of my heart rolled away,
It was there by faith,
I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
They ask me why I'm happy,
so I just tell them why. Because my sins are gone,
my sins are gone.
Oh, and when I meet a scoffer who asks me where they are, I say, my sins are gone,
my sins are gone.
Oh, where are they?
They are under the blood,
under the blood,
on the cross of God,
that cross there.
Far removed as darkness is from dawn. In the sea,
in the sea of God's forgetfulness,
that's too late long for me. Praise God,
my sins are gone.
There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because Jesus paid it all. The accuser of the brethren cannot accuse you, because all his accusations, you took it into the blood of Jesus as you entered that water and you came up. Then you now have a right to go for deliverance. To chase that demon out, because the right he has over you has been taken away. I hear
that Savior say,
thy strength
is small, it's small.
It's
power.
Child of weakness, watch a prayer. Finding me, thy all in all. Hallelujah, Jesus, paid it all. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all the ground is sinking sand.
The best thing that can happen to any human being is to discover Jesus. People don't know who Jesus is Upon this rock, I build my church. You can go and challenge that deity in your house. You don't even need to pay anybody to give them money to go anywhere. The demon between you and the person you are going with is knowledge, is revelation. If you know who you are, if God be for us, who can be against us? If God be for me, but is God for me? Be sincere. How has he been for you? It's through the cross. It's through the cross. So I'll cherish
the old world at last. Till my trophy is at last, I lay down.
Cling to it, cling to it. Cling to it.
To the Lord at last. And I say, and I say this song.
On a hill
far away
stood
an old rugged cross.
It's an emblem of
just emblem.
That's why it is
divine.
Of the cross, you will love him. You don't love him because you're looking for business breakthrough. You are looking for husband to marry, looking for wife to marry. So you come to church. People will see you thinking that you love God. No, no, he say you are serving him so that he will give you what you are looking for. But gone from my heart. The world and all
is just down to the floor. I'm safe from all alarms. Now at the floor,
my heart is bending low.
The precious blood of Jesus cleanses.
Why it asks, do you love me?
I love
yes,
you.
Yes, I love you.
Because he must love me and purchase my salvation.
Hey, do you love me? Do you love me?
Do you love me? Do you love me?
Because he must love me and purchase my salvation.
because of what he will give me. I told you, I said some years back, I sat Satan down when he closed every door. Sent me to frustration, humiliation. To make it look as if I'm serving this God. The decision I made is a wrong decision. I sat Satan down. I say, sit down, listen, I lock the door. Only me and him for room. Even though they see me, where are they? Follow the block everywhere. You don't hear me? I say, I know why you are doing this. I know why you are doing this. For your information, this decision I have taken, no going back. If you like, kill me. If you like, do anything, frustrate me. I have decided
to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided.
I have decided
to follow Jesus.
To follow Jesus.
No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back.
How many people have made that decision? You cannot make that decision from your heart until you sit down and understand the cross. That is my emphasis. That is where your healing comes from. Your deliverance comes from. Your healing and deliverance does not come from the water ministration you received. It is faith on what he did and on his name that you can invoke it through this water to work for you. Without the cross, this water can do nothing. When I sat down and see the useless life I lived before, Pastor Francis, you know, you were born holy. It's only so way that may understand. Because Bill, I say, your own past, my own. You smoke Igbo? You don't smoke Igbo now. Oh, see your eye. You smoke Igbo? You smoke Igbo. I mean, whatever bad thing youths do, whatever, go and find out who I was before. And the day I gave my life to Christ, after I discovered who Jesus is, I keep saying, so if I had died that time, where would I have been now? In hell somewhere. That's why I sing such love.
Such wondrous love, such love,
oh,
such wondrous
that God's love,
that God's you should
love,
that
God's
such a love,
such a love.
How wonderful is love like me.
That's what I have discovered. And I can confidently sing to somebody here, come
to the Savior.
Make no delay,
make no delay.
Yeah, it is what he has shown us the way.
In a mist,
yeah, in a mist.
He's standing here.
Tenderly saying,
tenderly saying,
before. Joyful, 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 with a meeting. Went from sin,
went from sin. I have
your
I
wish I got
I wish I got
Savior with this,
Savior with this.
And I hope
in a letter.
I have spoken and want to come and test and see that the Lord is good. Is anybody here today waiting this old man to talk with the Gorimapa hair like this? Make you not be say by waiting to talk not through because judgment is coming.
All will be there. Each one receiving.
just needs you. Where is the shelter under the blood? And
I will
pass. It will pass over you. Over you.
Oh, when I see the blood.
Christ our Redeemer, died on the cross,
died for the sinners, paid all his dues.
Oh, yes.
Sprinkle your soul with the blood of the Lamb.
Oh.
And I will pass over you. Jesus will save. All he has promised, that healing was his fountain,
washing the fountain, open for sin. And I will pass over you.
Baptism.
Over you, over you.
the blood.
As you apply the blood through this water baptism, you identify with the death, the burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So enter that water today. Every problem following us is because of our sin. If our sin is washed away, every problem therefore shall be washed away in the name of Jesus. The power that problem has over you, that power was taken away from the cross of Calvary. Death, even death, has no power over us again. That's why Apostle Paul said, when a Christian dies, he is sleeping. Because there is a resurrection day coming up. With a condition, if that same spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, the hope of glory is Christ in you. It's not the church you attend. It's not the church you attend, oh! No salvation in any church. Salvation is in a name. And that name is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. If you know that name, shout that name. Let me hear you. Father is not the name, oh! Son is not the name, oh. Holy Ghost is not the name, oh. The name of the Father, he gave his Son. The Holy Ghost is coming in that same name. For that is the name that is given. Above all other names, it's a name above every other name. In heaven and on earth, when that name is mentioned, every knee bows. It is the name of the Father. It is the name of the Son. It is the name of the Holy Ghost. And as you take upon you that name today in water baptism, because correct water baptism is by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any other one is wrong. If they sprinkle water on you, it is wrong. Like they carry one cup of water. Are you thirsty? They give you drink, I'll be waiting. When person die, then they carry a cup of sand, pour on the dead body, I'll be, say, I bury you. People preach salvation, they don't even know what happened on the cross on Calvary. That is repentance. You must repent from your old ways. You must be buried, therefore it must be by immersion. That's the meaning of baptism. Baptism, immersed. The sprinkle water on you is wrong. If they gave you infant baptism, you yourself, you know now, after the infant baptism, where you grow, not from one shower house or the other, you didn't go. Has it saved you? Because you didn't repent. How has it affected your spiritual life? Baptism, what you do, where you don't even know what you do. He said you have God Father. There's only one mediator between God and man. One man that God gave up. What is his name? That name, Jesus, is the name of the Father. Search the Bible. You don't see Father, Son, Holy Ghost baptism anymore, apart from verse 19 of Matthew 28. It's a commandment. And today, through the Bible, we know what the name of the Father is. We know what the name of the Son is. And we know what the name of the Holy Ghost is. On that understanding, as you enter that water and come out, somebody will receive the Holy Ghost by the water side. The windows of heaven will open and the Spirit of God will take over his property.